I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks. Looks like Bernie got a little bit of a bad deal based on WikiLeaks, right?
They want to distract us from WikiLeaks. It's been amazing what's coming out on WikiLeaks.
And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks.
The WikiLeaks email show.
I know nothing really about them. It's not my deal in life.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, April 12th, 2019. Welcome to Day 813. Donald Trump pressured Kirstjen Nielsen into busing detained immigrants into sanctuary cities that are located in the congressional districts of Democratic members of Congress. The plan was first raised in a November 16, 2018 email asking whether members of a migrant caravan could be arrested when they reached the U.S. border and then transported to small and mid-sized sanctuary cities where local officials had refused to cooperate with ICE. The White House claimed that the proposal would free up ICE detention space while also sending a message to Democrats. One top official responded to the plan by pointing out budgetary and liability concerns, as well as the, quote, PR risks. The White House called the proposal a non-story and said this was just a suggestion that was floated and rejected, which ended any further discussion. Trump, contradicting his own administration, confirmed that he is giving strong consideration to the plan, suggesting that it could make liberals very happy because of their immigration policies. Trump's tweets came after both the White House and the Department of Homeland Security said they rejected the plan when it was floated in November and again in February because it would be so illegal. The new push comes as Trump has empowered senior advisor Stephen Miller to lead the administration's immigration policy. Miller reportedly wants to create tent cities at the border to house migrants and detain migrant children beyond the current 20-day limit imposed by a federal judge. The goal is to force migrant parents to choose between splitting up from their children or remaining together indefinitely in detention while awaiting court proceedings. Meanwhile, Trump promised to pardon the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner if he were ever sent to jail for blocking asylum seekers from entering the United States in defiance of U.S. law. 2 days later, Trump promoted Kevin McAllenan to acting Secretary of Homeland Security after pressuring Nielsen to submit her resignation. Nielsen previously refused to close the border, telling Trump that it was illegal. A few days prior to the encounter with McAllenan, Trump backtracked from his threat to close the border, saying he was issuing a one-year warning for Mexico to halt illegal immigration and drug trafficking. Trump's top advisors also discussed whether the military could be used to build tent city detention camps for migrants at the border. They also discussed whether the military could legally run the camps, since U.S. law prohibits the military from directly interacting with migrants. Trump complained that the laws are, quote, horrible laws that the Democrats won't change. And finally, the Justice Department is reviving a Bush-era regulation that allows appellate immigration judges to issue binding rulings on the entire immigration system while only a minority of appeals judges participate. Currently, the appeals board can only declare a binding precedent if a majority of all permanent sitting judges vote to do so. Immigration advocates and attorneys say the new regulations will be used to reshape immigration law to fit Trump's political goals. The Trump administration claims that the move is to help fix an immigration court system that is plagued with delays. Attorney General William Barr has sent the proposed regulation to the White House for review. And now to the notables. 1. Rod Rosenstein defended the Justice Department's handling of Robert Mueller's report, saying Barr is being as forthcoming as he can about the redaction process. 2. The House Oversight Committee threatened to hold a Justice Department official in contempt after refusing to comply with a subpoena. 2. The House Oversight Committee threatened to hold a Justice Department official in contempt for refusing to comply with a subpoena for testimony and documents related to the citizenship question on the 2020 census. 3. Trump withdrew his nomination for the U.S. Senate to consider the next top U.S. diplomat for South Asia. 4. The former White House aide who mocked John McCain as dying anyway is now joining a pro-Trump political action committee. And 5. Trump confirmed that he considered naming Ivanka Trump to head the World Bank because, quote, she's very good with numbers, end quote. Trump said he decided against nominating Ivanka because people would have complained about nepotism when, quote, it would have had nothing to do with nepotism. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. And as always, you can check back to whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Antidis.